Blog Talk Radio.
Well, everybody, it's me, Zoe, here for you guys on my birthday, July 21st. And covering the week ahead from July 21st to the 28th. Yay! And I was thinking about it today. I just had to say that, you know, thinking back to the last past life that I have memory of and have been able to verify through the charts and other means would make me, at least in the Earth life so that I can remember, 1,641 years old today. So that's pretty good. I think I'm hanging in there all right. So I want to talk to you guys about this week ahead. And really the main focus in this week ahead is going to be on the Leo themes, which means getting in there and revving up our creativity again, moving our own agenda forward in those creative, with those creative talents or with those creative projects. Leo is about true love, so, you know, rekindling that spark with somebody, getting out there and meeting somebody new. Love is in the air. It's a good thing no matter what situation you're in. Leo rules children, so it's a really good time to get involved with kids, make a decision about having kids, you know, start a project for or about kids. And Leo is also about recreation. So, you know, yes, try to have a little fun. You know, I know it's challenging. Overall, we have that weighty Saturn-Neptune square, and we've had Mars being kind of vicious for a while now. And so that's kind of, you know, we feel like, oh, my gosh, can I really take a minute and do something that's just fun or creative? Can I express that divine spark within myself? And, you know, the answer is definitely yes, we should be motivating about that as much as we can. We need to keep creating. We need to keep, you know, the love flowing. And this week is all about it. So, you know, there's going to be highs and lows with this. I'm going to give you the exact days and what that's about. There's also going to be a little other influence going on. So I just really, this time I want to kind of look at a day by day, blow by blow, and then, you know, overview, and then just really kind of speak to the high points for each sign as we go through it. So in the overview, the sun moves into Leo on Friday the 22nd. This starts a 30-day cycle, and wherever the sun goes, you know, it's kind of asking us to start getting in there physically, to show up and make it about something that we're really excited about or that it ties in with either our needs or something having to do with our physical presence in the situation, our personal influence on it, maybe our signature or name tied into it somehow, maybe our brand or title or image or body some way in that. So how do I show up? How do I further my own agenda? How do I take the lead and really, you know, carry forth with these Leo themes of true love and children and creativity and fun? So it starts on Friday, will last for 30 days, and it's definitely going to be a big player in this week ahead. Saturday is really the one of 2 days where we get a little bit kind of something else going on that may kind of take you off the track a little bit, and I think it's a good day. Saturday is going to be a day to really get in there behind the scenes and work with somebody else towards something big that you're going for. And it's more likely that this will be, you know, you're really applying yourself to the effort needed with this other person. Maybe there's a big cleanup or organizing or work situation. Maybe, you know, you've hired somebody to help you, you know, with your yard or your house or your move or your, you know, whatever, your documents, you know, your organizing or cleaning. This is about also getting in there one-on-one, doing something healthy for yourself with another person or for them. Definitely would be a great day to get in there and work with a trainer or go hiking or jogging with a friend or, you know, anything. Maybe you need to see a doctor. Should be all good things moving in the health arena. And then also anything you might want to do with animals, again, involving somebody else, you know, get a friend, go walk the dog. I don't know. But you get the idea. It's a day where big things can happen via other people, the energy you put in behind the scenes in those topics. So then when we get to Sunday, we're right back into that Leo season. Again, true love, creative efforts, the kids, the fun. Now, the lights are aligning on Sunday, so this looks very, very positive, again, as far as, like, you kind of getting excited and getting in there and doing something that involves you or your needs in the matter. But there's also another energy playing through Leo on that day, which is a Venus-Pluto alignment, which is an adjustment alignment. So you may need to deal with a woman or something involving the beauty or the income in the situation and make adjustments where goals or career needs or dealings with authority figures could be a boss, a parent, a mentor, a teacher, you know, somebody higher up. So you want to kind of give and take. So I think Sunday is, again, going to be very, very productive and positive, as long as you are just kind of, you know, don't get so set in your ways and be willing to adapt around whatever this particular thing is that will come up. But, you know, Venus is a very positive planet, so it looks like positive things moving forward. Then when we get to Monday to Tuesday, Mercury is going to take over with the Leo theme. And so Monday and Tuesday are your days to circle on the calendar. If you want to interview or audition for that creative thing, or you want to meet or talk with somebody about the kids, or meet that love interest, or get out there on a short trip. Maybe there's some writing to do or some talks or offers or agreements or sales that are going to focus in on the love, the kids, the fun, the creativity. So Monday and Tuesday, Mercury is making very positive alignments about that. So those are good days to open that up in some way. Then on Wednesday, we have a positive and a challenging aspect involving that Leo energy. So Wednesday could kind of go either way. And what I think is that, again, Mercury is active. So talks and meetings and offers and agreements and sales and writing and interviews and decisions and all that continue on Wednesday, focused on the kids, the love life, the lover, the creative projects and the fun. But the challenging side that could raise up involves a second house theme. So you really need to either work through or work around or kind of balance things between all you're trying to do in that Leo area and that second house, which means that the issue would be either what's going on with your income needs. So maybe you need to just be working and not having all that fun. Maybe you can't play hooky as much as you wanted. Or maybe it's about a purchase and you need to kind of rein that in a little bit and maybe not spend as much, or maybe you feel like you're spending too much on that day. Or it can be about possession. So in that case, you definitely want to keep an eye on your purse and your, you know, your, well, I don't know, your umbrella. I don't know. whatever thing that you could actually end up losing while you're out there having all that fun. So obstacles may present, not have to, but definitely is in the mix on Wednesday, so just be careful about that. And then our week wraps up on Thursday when we start to see an opposition that involves Mars. And so, you know, this will probably put you in there one-on-one with somebody. This changes the other day that kind of has a different theme, and it looks like it's probably most likely for everybody going to be financial. So you may be, you know, gearing up to do something that has something to do with your money flow, the investment, the settlement, the taxes, insurance, inheritance, bankruptcy, commissions, alimony, you know, something in that outside financial flow. Now, for another percentage of you guys, and probably a smaller percent really with this combination, but it could also, if it doesn't play financially for you guys on Thursday next week, then this could be one-on-one with somebody and really getting busy when it comes to the intimate life, the sexual life, the reproductive needs, divorce issues, death or birth, you know, maybe it's mortality issues and, you know, having to get in there and, you know, I don't know, deal with some issue that you got going on there. Or third-party scenarios, if you got to sit down with a partner and a boss or, you know, an attorney or whoever. So it's an active day, and it'll most likely show up around finances, but there could also be some of this other stuff. You want to involve other people in that day. You want to come from your values in the scenario, definitely important part of what that is about. Gosh, my music just tried to start again. I hope I didn't blast myself out there with that. All right, so when we kind of look at each sign here, Aries, definitely one of your power weeks for falling in love or doing more things that you love or expressing the love or doing things with love interest already in your life. A really important week for your creative ventures, for your recreational pursuits, and anything tied to children. So you want to start showing up on Friday the 22nd, tomorrow, if you guys are listening live. Aries, this is going to put you guys in the spotlight for the next month in those areas. I mean, it definitely is a wonderful period for the Aries because you're going to get noticed, you know, and you're going to be able to take the lead. You're going to be able to put your needs forward. You're going to be able to step up, show up, and get involved. So start on Friday. Saturday, you get a little break. You're going to work one-on-one. It's either about the job or the cleaning or the organizing, the help, the pets, the coworkers, the hired help, working behind the scenes or with your inspiration and whatever you're doing with that. It's kind of a big day for something there, so figure out who you need to connect with on Saturday. Then by Sunday, you're back into that love, creativity, fun, kids zone. Sunday has a lot going for you, Aries, with a lot of excitement around you. But there is an adjustment to make either with career needs, an authority figure who's like an older established type or, you know, somebody who's you see as an above type person or with a personal goal in the mix. So, you know, give a little bit on Sunday for the bigger picture going on here. Monday, Tuesday, really fabulous days to get in and have talks, meetings, interviews, auditions, write, deal with agreements, sales, short trips, offers, decisions, focused on those Leo themes of love, creativity, fun, and kids. And Wednesday, you're going to have a little bit of both, good and challenging. The good, again, in that information flow going on with lovers, kids, creativity, and fun. But you're going to have to then deal with whatever's happening with income purchases or possessions in the mix. And then by Thursday of next week, the financial thing really kind of becomes the major theme. And getting motivated about what you need to do about it. For Taurus, in this week ahead, all this creative Leo energy is going to be focusing on your home and your family as the major topic, so that kind of splays out into Taurus. This is a great week for you to get active with your house, your real estate deals, your move, your renovations, your family, your parents, your roommates, any security needs, emotional needs, what grounds you. And so Leo is all about, you know, getting creative in those areas or being with the lover or the kids or having fun with this. So starting Friday the 22nd, the sun is going to shine on Taurus in those areas. So, you know, if you are trying to get in there and sell real estate or buy something or you know, pitch your decorating or renovating ideas or, you know, stand out in some family function. Maybe you want to be a roommate. You're going to go out and meet somebody about that or take somebody in. This definitely will help the Tauruses put their best foot forward, really stand out, take the lead, make it about them. Maybe you're going to put your signature on something during these 30 days ahead. Start on Friday with this. Saturday, you're going to take a little break. There's going to be some kind of big, you know, effort that goes into something with another person. Probably going to focus for Taurus in a social way or, again, in that creative love kid zone way. So, you know, it looks like there's going to be a lot of people that could be involved in this on Saturday for Taurus. Then by Sunday, we're back into all this home, real estate, move, renovation, family, parent, roommate stuff. Looks really good. And actually a little bit of excitement on Sunday is maybe you'll have that aha moment or, you know, try something different here that goes well for you. But there is an adjustment to make on Sunday, which means you are also going to have to tackle either the trip, the legal matter, the educational pursuit, the media, marketing, broadcasting, wedding, religious, or political theme in the mix. So you know what that is for you, and just expect to put some time into that. Monday and Tuesday for Taurus, really, really good days for those talks, meetings, agreements, and sales, any writing, interviews, any offers or decisions. It's Mercury focused on those Leo themes. So focus all that on whatever you're trying to communicate or make decisions about with the home and family and all those other Leo themes for you. And then by Wednesday, that Mercury set still keeps going. So you will still be in, you know, a lot of talks and meetings and short trips and sales and agreements and all that over home and renovations and moves and real estate deals and family and parents and roommates. But there is a challenging aspect which actually is playing out in your sign Taurus. So you might have kind of burnt yourself out by Wednesday, or you might feel like something that you need or want in the mix is not quite there yet. So I can't really tell you exactly what that's going to be. I would definitely say go easy on yourself and don't sweat it too much if everything isn't exactly as you want it on Wednesday, because the other days look so positive and there still is really positive stuff going on Wednesday. So I think you can work that out. Thursday of next week on the 28th, that's the final day. That's an important day for Taurus to get in there and do something, or get the other person to do something. It's relational for Taurus on Thursday. So you're one-on-one, and active with a partner, a client, or a lot of clients, the specialist, the agent, the attorney, the opponent, the competitor, somebody like that. And with Mars, it's either going to be really passionate, really a lot of fighting, or you're motivating and getting some stuff done. So try to aim for the high road with that. For Gemini in this week ahead, all this Leo energy is communicative for you guys, and it's local, and it's about, first in the communication realm, Gemini, you're going to be stepping up in this week ahead when it comes to the talks and meetings and agreements and sales, writing, interviews, auditions, and offers and decisions, things like that. But then it also really is going to be an opportune week to take some short trips or get active in your local arena. To connect with brothers, sisters, neighbors, or focus on vehicles or electronics. So all of that is Leo-oriented, meaning you want to get creative, or you want to use all that to focus on your love life or a lover, or you want to get involved with the kids. Maybe you'll take them on some short trips, or you'll be writing with them or about them, or you'll be, talking with them about some fun stuff, or make it recreational in this week ahead. So communicate and get into your local surroundings. Start on Friday the 22nd, Gemini. This is when the sun shows up and puts a big spotlight on you guys. You're definitely going to be noticed. You're going to stand out. You can take the lead in these areas. You want to make it about you and what you want. Maybe your name, your brand, your title in the mix. So starting Friday with that, you're going to have 30 days. You're going to get a little break from it on Saturday the 23rd, and that's going to be some stuff focused on home and goals or family, real estate, moves, renovations, parents, roommates, and something big going on there for Gemini. So probably working with somebody else or dealing with somebody else there in some big way with a goal. But then by Sunday the 24th, you're back in there. So lots of talks and writing and meetings and short trips and local activities and siblings and neighbors and all of those, Leo themes for Gemini. So there's going to be some really good stuff going on socially for you with all of that. So you might really want to aim that at the internet or your friends or group activities and that kind of thing. But there is an adjustment on Sunday that will involve either the financial topics, the sex life, the reproductive needs, divorce, or third-party scenarios. So whatever you have to kind of give and take in your talks or the news that comes in with that, work through that. When we look at Monday and Tuesday next week, lots of super positive communication energy here. So Mercury's in this, this zone of communication. It's kind of doubly amping it up and very, very positive alignment. So just mark Monday and Tuesday as the days to get in there and talk and meet and sign agreements, make sales and all that. And then by Wednesday, there will be some continued good stuff flowing there, but then you're going to need to make some adjustments either with the research, the romantic needs, the artistic project, the spiritual practices, or any kind of healing, addictions, hospital needs in the mix, whichever one of those applies to you. Just give and take a little bit around that plan on needing to do something there. And then by Thursday the 28th, you're going to be in there with us, very active, doing some kind of job or pursuing work, or doing something with coworkers or hired help, pay the switch. It could be about health or animal needs on Thursday. So there you go, Gemini. For Cancer, Leo energy is about what you value, your personal income, your possessions, and your purchases. So this week ahead for Cancer is really going to amp that stuff up, and you want to focus in on your creativity there. You want to focus on what you can do for the kids or with the lover there, or what you're doing recreationally there. So how do you earn money? How do you spend money? What are you buying? What are the possessions, and what are you doing with them, and what do you value? Starting on Friday the 22nd, the sun shows up here. It's going to be a 30-day cycle for Cancer where you guys are really going to stand out in those areas. Great time to pitch those creative ideas and show up with them to make your money or to sell the product or whatever that might be for you, to buy things for the kids or the lover. Make it about what you need. Make it about your involvement or your presence or your, you know, your image or brand or identity somehow in the mix over these weeks ahead, because you are going to be in a lead position there. You're going to get a little break from this on Saturday the 23rd, because that day there's going to be something going on with either legal, travel, educational, media, wedding, religious, or political themes for you guys. One-on-one with somebody else, some big talks or news or decisions and ideas that are kind of bouncing around on that day. Pay attention to the details, even though it's big, and involve other people. Then on Sunday the 24th, you're right back into the Leo theme, even though it's a Sunday. I guess you could be earning money, or maybe it is about going out and buying something, or what you're doing with your possessions. Looks like the lights are aligning very favorably on that day as far as reaching goals or dealing with higher-ups in the picture. But there is an adjustment to make that day with one key individual. So bend a little when it comes to the partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, opponent, competitor, that type of person. Monday and Tuesday, you get right back in the flow. Really positive days for talks, meetings, offers, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, and decisions you're making about your income, your possessions, and purchases. Wednesday, that continues to be very favorable, but there will be an adjustment to make on Wednesday. That would involve either the friend, the group, the internet, astrology, charities, gatherings, or some kind of other social matter in the mix. So bend a little. And then by Thursday the 28th for Cancer, this kind of puts you one-on-one in that one of those social arenas, but it's going to be about taking action or, you know, amping things up with the creativity, the fun, the kids, or the loves. And you're going to be one-on-one again with somebody by Thursday the 28th. All right, Leo, it's all about you this week. I know it has been for a little bit here. It's amplifying even more than it was last week. You didn't get to hear much from me last week. So I'll just say that the sun is moving into your sign, Leo, on Friday the 22nd. It's going to be there for 30 days. This puts a major spotlight on the Leos out there. It's their time of the year to shine. Wonderful time to make a big impression on somebody that you want to. Wonderful time to, you know, take steps towards a better image or body, to do anything aimed at your brand, anything with your name or title on it, and really pursuing your needs. And the sun here is saying you will stand out, you'll be noticed, you can kind of, you know, further your agenda during these weeks ahead. So you want to think, what is it I want to do about love or creativity or fun or kids that really is going to be focused on me and what I'm going for here, and then go for it starting on Friday. You get a little break from it on Saturday, the 23rd. There's something big going on for Leo in that financial realm. So it looks like, you know, big purchases or income opportunities or something you're doing with your possessions on Saturday. And one-on-one with somebody there. So, you know, make room for that on Saturday. But then by Sunday, you're back into Leo energy. So the lights are aligned. Looks really favorable for Leo if you are planning or are doing anything involving those needs you have and whatever's going on with a trip or people at a distance, any legal needs, any educational pursuits, anything in media, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, anything with weddings, religion, or politics. So, yeah, you got a wide switch. The adjustment on Sunday would involve something in the work, health, pet, paperwork, coworker, hired help arena. So give and take a bit there. Monday and Tuesday of the week ahead, you guys, you Leos are going to be, you know, the ones everybody's talking about, everybody's talking to. You're going to want to get in there and pitch ideas and meet with people and talk and share, you know, whatever is going on that is about you and make some choices. And this looks really, really positive on Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, there continues to be positive focus for Leo in communication, short trips and local activities as well. But there will be something that you need to kind of work out when it comes to the goal, the career, or that boss or higher up authority type person, parent, judge, mentor, somebody like that. So expect to have to deal a little bit extra there. By Thursday of next week, by the 28th, you guys are going to be really active in the home, about the real estate deal, the move, the renovation, the family, the parent, the roommate. So Mars is about this. So either you're, you know, taking action and being motivated, you're passionate there, or you're dealing with anger issues there. So expect to be amped up one-on-one with somebody in those areas. Virgo. Leo energy for you is stuff going on in the mystical, magical part of your chart and the part that is about what you do behind the scenes and behind closed doors. It is your inspiration, and also on the hard side can be your self-undoing. So you really want to stay with the muse and follow artistic pursuits in this week ahead. Get into the film, the music, the painting, the poetry, and anything like that. You want to focus on the healing and the hospital needs. You want to focus on research and development. You want to work, focus on spiritual practices, prayer, meditation, yoga. If you have magical or psychic interests that you're trying to expound upon, if you want to pay attention to your dreams or any romance, and these would be romances that either are clandestine or karmic past life or about getting away privately with someone romantic. So you have a lot going on there. All of those themes in your week ahead are going to be active almost every day. And asking, starting on Friday, the 22nd, for Virgos to show up and start to get involved on a personal or physical level in those areas when it comes to what you want creatively or what you want in love or for kids or recreationally in those areas. So put yourself in the mix. Make it about your talents and your what you love and what you're going for. You are going to stand out over these 4 weeks ahead while the sun tours here. You can enjoy yourself more. And if you need to put your name on something or make it about your brand or image, this is all about showing up and getting involved. You get a little break from it on Saturday, the 23rd, when you're going to be more focused on something big going on between you and another person. This could be whatever's happening with you and the partner, the client, the specialist, the agent, the attorney, the opponent, the competitor. It looks pretty, I think the energy looks pretty good, so I'm assuming it's going to be somebody you want to be in there one-on-one with. But yeah, so give some time for that on Saturday. But by Sunday, you're straight up back into this behind-the-scenes research, development, healing, hospital, artistic, spiritual, romantic arena. And Sunday looks really fabulous for you guys here. There's something powerful going on in a positive way for you on that day. But there is also an adjustment to be made with the kids, the lover, the creativity, or the fun. So tweak it a little bit, you know, involve third-party scenarios or make changes as are needed. Monday and Tuesday, Mercury is going to take over in those realms. So super great days to talk, to meet, to take short trips, to hear the news you're waiting on, to interview, audition, sign agreements, make sales. Make choices about those behind-the-scenes arenas, your artistic, spiritual, romantic, healing, research themes. So make Monday and Tuesday about that. Wednesday, that does continue on in a very positive way with Mercury, but there is also that challenge energy in there. So there is going to be something for you to deal with that's a little bit going to want a little bit more from you when it comes to media, marketing, broadcasting, travel, legal, educational, wedding, religious, or political themes in the mix. By Thursday, the 28th, Virgo, whatever that topic was that was giving you a little bit of a challenge, you're going to be then in there Thursday one-on-one with somebody else about it. Again, really either actively doing something in the local arena or through the communications and choices or with a sibling or neighbor or vehicle or electronic. For Libra, all this Leo energy is social and aspirational for you guys, so you're really stepping into it and up to it. Starting on Friday the 22nd, you're going to have the sun shining on you and what your endeavors are and what it is you want to have happen over these 4 weeks ahead. So, Libra, you want to kind of step into things with friends and associates, group activities, what you're doing online, what you're doing with astrology or charities, social networking, gatherings, events, parties, you know, anything about your personal aspirations or your freedom or your original ideas and inventions, and make that all about Leo. You know, focus on the creative endeavors there. Focus on having fun in those social realms. Focus on true love. You know, you might meet the love of your life while you're out at a party or with the friends or something. Or focus on the kids in the mix and what you're doing. Maybe there'll be a charity for kids you get involved with, or, you know, something like that. So think social, think that you are having that spotlight on you. You're going to stand out. You're going to be able to further your needs in these areas starting Friday and over the 4 weeks ahead. Now, Saturday is going to take you off course just a little bit, and it's because something big is going on behind the scenes. So either you're involved in some research and development, the artistic side of things, the spiritual practices, the romance that you're involved in, or there's some healing or hospital need going on. So whatever, and it could be even just a big rest and recuperation if you've been working really hard, I guess. But it looks kind of like one-on-one with somebody over something going on here. By Sunday the 24th, you're back into that social stream. And the really good thing on Sunday the 24th is that for Libra, you know, whatever that social thing is you're doing, or whatever that aspiration or original ideas you're pursuing, this brings in a positive alignment with a partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, you know, some kind of one-on-one scenario. Now, Sunday is going to require some kind of adjustment involving home, family, real estate deals, moves, renovations, roommates, parents, something in that grounded arena. So plan on putting some time in there or giving and taking around that. But by Monday and Tuesday, Mercury comes zooming into this Leo stuff. So lots of talks and meetings and short trips, writing agreements, sales interviews, auditions, offers, decisions that are about your aspirations and these, you know, the friends, the associates, the internet, the group, the gathering, whatever that, you know, 11th house theme is for you guys. That will continue in a positive way on Wednesday of next week, but there is something that you're going to have to also deal with that is either financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce or third-party scenario, the immortality or birth topic as well. So plan on giving some time to that one-year theme, but still focusing on what you talk about and meet about and discuss. And then by Thursday the 28th, it is going to be more of a financial day, one-on-one with something, somebody else, and very active, either, you know, passionately pitching what it is you want to do about that financial thing, or fighting for what you want, or just motivating with this other person. For Scorpio, this week ahead is just at the pinnacle of your chart, so it is all about, you know, the career, the reputation, the fame, the goals you're setting on your personal side of life, or whatever's going on with higher up type people you're involved with, bosses, mentors, judges, parents, teacher, you know, whoever that higher up type person might be. So whether it's goals, career, or these higher ups, you really are going to be focusing on creative projects and pursuits, kids, love, or recreation there. And you guys are taking center stage because the sun is beaming its light on you now, Friday, and for the next 4 weeks. So you do want to show up. You do want to pursue your needs in these mix. You do want to make it about you to some extent. Your image, your brand, your body, your name, your title in the scenario. Get out there. Go for what you want. You'll get a slight break from it on Saturday the 23rd when it's going to be more social for you guys, something big going on, maybe a gathering or something with friends or groups or online. So, you know, whatever that is with somebody else that you want to get involved with, I would say definitely set that aside for Saturday. But by Sunday, you're back in there with goals, career, reputation, fame, and those authority figures. Something really going well with work or health or paperwork or coworkers in those areas on that day. But an adjustment needed with some news or decision that you're making probably involves a third party and something financial, or could be intimate or divorce themed, I guess, but probably financial for most of you Scorpios out there. So give and take a bit with that on Sunday. Monday and Tuesday, Mercury's active, great days to talk, to meet, to sign agreements, to make sales, to pitch ideas, to you know, write, interview, audition, make decisions about your goals, your career, getting your name out there, your fame and recognition, or dealing with those authority figures. And then by Wednesday, that good Mercury energy continues to get you in communication with those themes. But you're also going to have to deal with something going on with a partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, opponent, some relationship that's going to require a bit more from you on Wednesday. So don't get frustrated about that. By Thursday of next week, the 28th, that relationship situation, you're one-on-one and you're extremely active on that day. Now, this is Mars, Scorpio. So take it easy. Either, I mean, on the positive side, you might be all full out passion with this person and maybe a lot of chemistry going on there. It can be motivating and really getting active, pursuing something with or about this person. But the challenging side is it could be anger and fights, you know. So if you feel yourself going that way, you are the one hosting Mars. It's almost over, you know, it's been a while here. So, you know, stay on the high ground with that. There could be some good stuff coming with that on Thursday. For Sagittarius, okay, you guys, the Sagittarius are having amplified energy in this week ahead, focusing on Leo, which means all of those expansive mind arenas, which means through travel, higher education, legal avenues, weddings, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, politics, religion. So think of what it is you want to show up and get involved in. This is about Leo themes here, so you can make it about the creativity, that your creative projects or talents. You can make it about true love. Maybe you're, you know, time to take a trip with a lover or get, you know, plan that wedding. Make it about the kids. Make it about something fun. And because the sun starts shining on you in these areas starting on Friday the 22nd, you want to show up. You want to get involved. Make it about your name, your needs, your body, your image, your what it is you're going for here. You will get noticed. You will be able to take the lead and stand out. So start Friday. You have 4 weeks of this. Saturday the 23rd, get a little bit of a break from it, Sag. On that day, there's something big going on either with career goals or an authority figure like a parent, a boss, a mentor, somebody like that. And probably whatever's happening in the home or with family and that type of thing, maybe about real estate or moves or renovations or roommates or, you know, parents, something like that. So expect to put something aside there. Jupiter's there, so you're one-on-one with somebody doing something big in those areas. By Sunday the 24th, Sag, you're back in there. Legal, travel, educational, media, wedding, religious, or political themes. Really good energy for the creativity, the fun, the kids, and the love in the mix on Sunday. But you are going to be making some kind of adjustment around income, purchases, or possessions that day. So be adaptive. By Monday and Tuesday next week, there's just great energy with Mercury in those, you know, Leo arenas. So really the best days to set up your meetings, talk, pitch ideas, sign agreements, make sales, write, interview, audition, hear the news you've been waiting on or the offer, or make the choices that you need to make about the trip, the legal matter, the educational pursuit, your wedding, your media marketing, publishing themes, or religion and politics. Now, that good Mercury energy is going to continue into Wednesday of next week, but there's also then that kind of challenge. So there's something that you still need to deal with paperwork, the hired help, the coworker, the job, the health matter, or the animals, maybe some organizing or cleaning in the mix too. So plan on putting a little effort there. And whatever that is, out of those topics, by Thursday you're going to be one-on-one with somebody, and now you're going to be really active behind the scenes and motivated with or about this other person about what's going on there. So that's your week, Sag. For Capricorn, Capricorn Leo stuff, it's in the most powerful part of the sky for you guys. So it's time starting Friday the 22nd to step up creatively or for love or kids or fun, and you're going to do it in those really power arenas. So this can be about your intimate sex life really getting amped up over these next 4 weeks when you're pursuing love. It can be about reproductive needs and maybe time for the next kid on the way. It could be about divorce and what you're doing, you know, on behalf of the kids. Or the finances. It could be about any of the major shared financial arenas. So whatever you're doing with loans or debt or inheritance or bankruptcy, taxes, alimony, child support, commissions. I know I'm leaving some out, but whatever those big financial themes are. So really, Capricorn, you know, looking at the sexual, divorce, financial arena are the main areas. There might be some third-party scenarios to move through. In these weeks ahead for you guys starting Friday. And again, make it about creativity, love, fun, kids as you're moving forward with this. And then the biggest part of all that is that the sun's shining on you, Cap. So you're going to be noticed. You're going to stand out. You can take the lead in those areas. Make it about your needs, your body, your image, your brand, and what's going on in those topics. So Saturday, you will get a little bit of a break from that because it's going to focus some more energy on something big going on with a trip or somebody at a distance or something in the legal, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious or political theme. So you want to get in there one-on-one with somebody, meet, make your sales agreements, take your short trips, whatever it is involved with that. But by Sunday, you're back into those heavyweight arenas, big financial topics, your sex life, your divorce, your third-party scenarios. And there's some good stuff going on here tied into the home, family, real estate, move, renovation, roommate, parent arena. But there is some personal adjustment that Capricorn's going to have to make on Sunday too. So, you know, I don't know if you need to be two places at once or if you're feeling a little overwhelmed part of the day. Or there's something more that you want. You got to convince the other person. I don't know. But expect to finesse a little bit of something there on Sunday that comes through you. Back on Monday and Tuesday of next week, Capricorn, you know, full throttle ahead. Set up your talks and meetings for those days, your agreements and sales, your writing, your interviews, and make choices about any of those financial themes, your sex life, your divorce, or your third-party scenarios. Wednesday, the Mercury will continue to keep that communication realm strong in those areas, but there's going to be something else going on with the lover, the kid, the creative project, or the recreational pursuit that is going to require a bit more from you on that day, or you know, you're going to work around it in some way, so just a plan on that. And then by Thursday, whatever's going on with the love, the kids, the lover, the creative project, or the fun, then you're going to really be diving in and doing something. It looks like it's a social arena, so something with friends or at a gathering or online with group activities, maybe charities, astrology, what else? Maybe about your aspirations, so either, you know, motivated or fighting or passionate in those areas. All right, for Aquarius. Aquarius, Leo energy for you guys is relationship-oriented this week. I know we've had some energy here, but now the sun shows up for the first time since last year in this area on Friday the 22nd. Kicks off four whole weeks with a big spotlight on you, Aquarius, and the relationship potential. So you don't want to let this go by. Fantastic time of the year for the Aquarians to show up, get more involved, pursue what it is you want, get physical, get personal, put your name to it, make it about your body, your brand, your identity in some way, you know, make it about you, and then also make it about Leo themes, make it about what your creative needs are one-on-one with these relationships or what's going on in true love for you or for the kids or with the recreational pursuits. So when I say relationship for Aquarius, if this is about romantic partners, so great time to start, you know, getting in there and getting active with them. Business partners, you may want to start a new business partnership or get active with the ones you're with. Clients, you know, they can flock to you during this time for your creativity and what you know, how you're showing up there. Specialists, if you want to see somebody about your body or your image or your brand there, it's a fantastic time to do it. What else? Agents and attorneys, people that represent you, dealing with competitors or opponents even, should be able to kind of charm them a bit or show them the lighter side of things. So, I mean, it really does put you guys out front with those key people in those creative love, kid and fun arenas with them. So, on Saturday, you're going to get a little break from it because something big is going to, or maybe there's some kind of sexual or divorce theme going on that day. So that it's space on Saturday, but by Sunday, you're straight up back in there one-on-one with that partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor. And this looks really favorable for you as far as whatever you do locally or in short trips or any kind of communication that you want to have. But there is an adjustment that day, so there is something with a little bit of rest and retreat needed or research and development, healing hospitals, the romantic getaway, the spiritual practices, or the artistic pursuit. So give and take a bit there on Sunday. Monday and Tuesday, Mercury is amped back up with these relationships for Aquarius. Fantastic days to circle on your calendar for talks, meetings, agreements, sales, writing, interviews, auditions, offers, decisions with those partners, clients, specialists, agents, competitors, etc. Wednesday, that Mercury, you know, communication realm is still going to be really hot with these people, and there's some really good things that can go on Wednesday with them, but there's also something that is either going to push you or challenge you involving home, real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, roommates on Wednesday, so you're going to need to give that a bit of space, and then by Thursday, whatever those topics are, home, family, etc., you're going to be one-on-one with somebody very active, very dynamic, pursuing stuff, motivating, passionate, or fighting over something when it comes to the goals, the career, or those higher-up types like the parent, the boss, the mentor, the judge, somebody like that. For Pisces, Leo energy is all about the work you can achieve in this week ahead or land. What you do with coworkers, what you do with hired help, what you do with paperwork, organizing, cleaning. Doesn't sound so sexy, but you really can stand out and take the lead in these areas. Also, Pisces, definitely a major spotlight on health and animals and environment. So if you want to show up and really start a four-week regime starting Friday the 22nd with that spotlight on you to get your health back together or to get into a health industry or to do something for animals or really pursue the work or take what you want at work to that next level. Think about your title or your needs being met. I mean, you're going to stand out. So think about in all of those areas how you can spark the creative muse there, what you can do involving kids, you can do involving love or the lover or anything recreational to make it fun and help you stand out because this will definitely be your time in these areas. Now, Saturday the 23rd, there's going to be a little break because that's a relationship day for Pisces straight up, and something big is going on here. So I would say it's an important day to set aside for a romantic partner, business partner, the clients, the specialist, the agent, the attorney, the competitor, and whatever that big theme is you're trying to go one-on-one with this person about. But by Sunday, you're right back in there, work, cleaning, organizing, paperwork, coworkers, hired help, health, and it's really good to start your income, possessions, or purchases go on Sunday, although you are going to need to make some kind of adjustment involving the social side of things, maybe with the friend or what's going on online to promote it or the group or the gathering, you know, something in there. So give and take a bit about that. Monday and Tuesday of next week, Mercury dives in, and these are the days to circle on your calendar to set up those meetings, interviews, auditions, sales, agreements, talks, writing, offers, decision-making about the job, the coworkers, the hired help, the paperwork, the health needs, the pets, organizing, cleaning, those subjects, because the aspects look really, really stellar. Wednesday, that continues to be the case, so you still may land some good stuff going on Wednesday, but there is some kind of challenge, at least with one either one piece of information or, you know, in one of those talks or sales or meetings, or that could be about a vehicle, the electronics, the brother, the sister, the short trip, or the local activity. So plan on giving and taking a bit there on Wednesday, and by Thursday, whatever that glitch was, now you're really going to motivate with somebody else or through, and it is going to be active with legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes. Mars stirring that up for a lot of passion, motivation, or to fight for something. So whatever that might be for you. So that's it. That's our week ahead. It looks like there's a lot of promise. I'm hoping that we're coming out of some of the more challenging, dark stuff. I know tonight, as I do the show live, we're still under, and tomorrow, part of Friday, still have some of that challenging energy hanging somewhat heavily. But we are really starting to see some things turn into some good territory as well starting Friday. So here's hoping everybody has a wonderful week ahead. It's Zoe Moon. You can always find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. And I'm going to go have some birthday cake. And I will talk to you guys next week. Have a good one.